Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ken Chase. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Senter. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pete Senter. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson takes first base on ball four. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Center fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on center. Culberson moves to third. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Center fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Culberson scores. Lake moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien bunts towards the mound. Center fields it and throws to third for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Lazor reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Lupien goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Culberson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Culberson reaches second base with a double. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Rosar now catching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lazor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lazor moves to second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0 for 1 in the game. Chase hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner scores. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Heath moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Bagby pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lazor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Lupien trying to get to third. Hockett throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Lupien for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Edwards strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-2 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0-for-2 in the game. Chase hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Culberson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine strikes out. 1 out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Hockett moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. 1 out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Turchin pinch hits for Joe Heving. Eddie Turchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turchin takes first base on ball 4. Mike Riba now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Turchin moves to third. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Turchin scores. 1 out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Lazor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lazor. Edwards goes all the way around to score. Keltner moves to third. It's 4-3 Red Sox. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Mace Brown now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Keltner scores. Heath moves to third. 2 outs. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Otto Denning pinch hits for Ray Mack. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing second base. Ray Pote now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lazor bunts for an out with unknown description. Doerr moves to second. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Mike Namek now pitching. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-3 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Doerr moves to third. Tabor moves to second. Two outs. D. Miles pinch hits for Mace Brown. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Miles reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. Tabor scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Yank Terry now pitching. Al Smith pinch hits for Mike Namek. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Milner now pitching. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lake moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox bunts for an out with unknown description. Lake moves to third. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lake scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lazor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Heath strikes out. 1 out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cullenbine strikes out. 2 outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.